I'm just sitting here doing my taxes.
Well, that sounds like a big ball of fun. I wish I had your problems doing taxes. Believe me, buddy.
Yeah. You know, the guy who signed me to my record deal, old Harold Shedd, I overheard a conversation one time, him talking, and he was talking to his tax guy, and his tax guy told him how many gazillion bucks he was going to have to pay. And I was a brand new artist, and I go, wow. There ain't nothing you can do. You have to pay that much money. He goes, yep, and I hope I pay more than that next year.
That's right. We've been listening to your bus songs for a long, long time now, but it's cool that this album is out now and that it's full of the bus songs. I love those bus songs.
They've kind of grassrooted their way around for 15 years, and I tell everybody they're going to hurt a little at first, and they're not for everybody, but they're for my people.
We miss you so much. We need you back in Kansas City for a show. It feels like it's been forever.
Yeah. For years, we did 100 and something shows every year, and at some point, I just started going, you know what? When you're working that much and going that many places, it really is life in the fast lane. One day you're 20, and the next day you look up, you're 40, and you just go, whoa, where'd it go? So a few years ago, I just said, you know what? 60's enough. And you can get them done between June and October. Well, it's pretty outside. I like outdoor anyway better and predominantly played outdoor most of my career. And I just said, 60's enough, and I want to be off from October to June.
I love that.
I feel like I have to introduce myself because, you know, you say Mike, Zeke, and Jillian in Kansas City, and Toby, this is not Mike Kennedy. There's a new Mike, and that's me, and you don't know who the hell I am. That's okay. But I have to ask, after seeing the very first track on the album, just how is your golf game?
I don't even know who the hell you are, buddy.
Nobody cares. It's okay.
Yep. All right. I'll go stand Mike in the corner.
Mike, welcome. Welcome to the big Q. It's a as everybody else.
that's saying something for a guy that owns a golf course, for God's sake.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, well, difference is just you can go buy it. You can buy the clubs. You can buy the plaid shirt and the vest and the fancy shoes, but that's still, if you ain't playing on TV for money, you're a
Well, we would love to have you back in town, Toby. We really would.
We will.
At some point in time.
We've been 15 years in the amphitheaters, and it was like you play tonight, you play there the next year, and after 15 years, it was like you just left last week. It looks, you know every step, you know every hole in the concrete back there, you know every room, you know right where the catering is, you know where the restrooms are, you know where the locker rooms are, you know where your bus is parked. And it was like, let's do something fresh this year. So there was a bunch of huge festivals in Canada, and we went and played those. And we just did some other cool stuff that we hadn't got to do in years that other people were doing, and just took a break one year from that, from the amphitheaters. But we do need to get back into Kansas City.
Well, we'd love to have you, buddy. And again, thanks so much for calling us. You're one of our favorites. We love you. And good luck with the bus songs. We love them.
Okay, man. Thanks a lot.
See you, Toby.
Right, see ya.
Bye, Toby.
See you, bro. Bye-bye.